Today I will be explaining what animal abuse is and what you can do to stop it. Animal abuse is another word for animal cruelty or animal neglect. Animal abuse is common in both rural and urban areas. Animals who mostly get abused are dogs, cats, horses, and livestock. Dogfighting and cockfighting are also forms of animal cruelty. There's about 70 million pet dogs and 74.1 million killed cats in the U.S., where 20 men and women are assaulted per minute. In only one survey, 71% of domestic violence victims also said that their abusive also targeted pets. Over 115 million animals like mice, rats, dogs, cats, rabbits, monkeys, birds, and many others are killed in laboratory experiments worldwide for chemical, drug, food, and cosmetic testing each year. This is a story of animal abuse. A PETA undercover investigation of professional laboratory and research services, PLRS, found that dogs there spent years in cages being force-fed experimental compounds and infested with worms. Laboratory workers screamed and cursed at the dogs, sprayed them with high-pressure hoses, and dragged them when they were too frightened to move. After PETA released the evidence from the investigation, PLRS shut its doors and surrendered Buddy Cooper and nearly 250 other pets, animals. Here we have another story on animal abuse. Harry and Houdini were just duck meat when a man gave them to his wife as a Valentine's Day present. Like many people who receive animals as gifts, she had no idea how to care for them. So Harry and Houdini sat day after day in a plastic crate in a couple's living room. For 2 weeks, the ducklings never swam in the pond or saw the open sky. They never even left the cream, which we filter every day. But finally, the woman called PETA and asked us to take the ducklings. After some TLC at the Virginia Beach SPCA, Harry and Houdini now live on a vegetarian farm in the country with a PETA member. We're now going to hear the opinion of Hugo Ramirez on animal abuse.
Oh, I think it's really mean and, like, cruel to abuse animals, and I feel like if people, like, thought of what animals actually, like, felt, they'd probably not do it. So, yeah, I think it's a really bad thing, and I know that people go to jail for it. And I know that people go to jail for this, which they probably should. So, yeah, I don't really like it. Well, I don't like it.
We're now going to ask Shelby Anderson on her opinion about animal abuse.
My opinion on animal abuse is that it is very wrong and that animals are not just animals or have feelings.
Here we have another story on animal abuse. Her needle was found lying in the road in India with a broken leg. She had been abandoned because she could no longer carry loads. Her nostrils had been cut with a knife because villagers mistakenly believed that this enables animals to take more air in their lungs and work harder. A kind person alerted Animal Raha, a program supported by PETA, and staffers took her to the retirement home when she made a complete recovery. Here we have one more animal abuse story. Bubbles, Brandy, and Marsh were among about 30 special needs cats and nearly 50 dogs who were evacuated from severely crowded Gulf area shelters in the wake of BP oil spill. Thanks to a generous donation from Pamela Anderson, Brandy, who had recently given birth to a litter of kittens, was nearly bathed from stress and flea allergies. Marshall was missing most of a hind leg and half of its tail. Bubbles was neurotic and jumped at every noise. Today, Brandy is barely recognizable. With a proper diet and stress-free environment, and when she is showered with affection all day long, her gorgeous tortoiseshell fur has grown back lush and silky. Bubbles, the baby of the trio, is a constant bear of activity. She is in panic, toys spilling the backs of chairs and making aerobatic leaps to catch paper ball. X-rays solve the mystery of Marshall's missing leg and toe. He still has buckshot lodged in his spine. Telltale evidence of a cruel people he encountered during his harrowing life on the streets. The three felonies are now beloved residents of PETA Norfolk, Virginia headquarters, the Sam Simmons Center. You can stop animal abuse by making one phone call to your nearest humane society and explain to them what you have seen. By making this phone call, you could save an animal's life.